For nearly 2 years, the U.S. economy has been battered by a recession brought on by excessive borrowing. Millions of people took on far too much mortgage debt or maxed out their credit cards. We were supposed to learn a lesson from this crisis. We were going to embrace the new frugality. But a study released recently shows most Americans still don't have even modest savings. Joining us to discuss life without a financial safety net is NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hi, Leanne.
Elaborate on the results of this study.
A couple of professors, one's from Harvard and the other one was from Dartmouth, conducted this survey to see how many households could round up $2,000 within 30 days in case they had an emergency, say your car breaks down or you have a major house repair that involves plumbing or whatever. And they found that people said about half of all Americans said they couldn't scrounge up $2,000 even if they turned to their relatives for help. So if you face an emergency like that, you pretty much have to either start selling some things or going to credit cards.
What's wrong with a credit card?
A few years ago, it was very easy to get credit. In fact, as we now realize, it was probably way too easy. But these days, borrowing money is pretty tough. Real estate values are down a lot, so a home equity loan is not an option for a lot of people. And even if you do have a credit card, the fees, the interest rates, they're so high these days, 20-30%, even more. So you don't want to let a small emergency like a car breakdown turn into some huge financial catastrophe because you're being pulled down by these interest payments and fees. It just makes a lot more sense to have some savings so that you can handle small emergencies.
But I thought that in this recession that people were saving more.
Well, it's certainly true that before the recession began, the personal savings rate was effectively zero. And now that people have seen so many others losing their jobs, the savings rate is back up a little bit to 3-4%, but it's still really low by historic standards. And the researchers say that most of us continue to live with what they call financial fragility. That is, you may appear to have a middle-class lifestyle, but really you're pretty much one pink slip or one car breakdown away from falling into real financial trouble.
Why do so many people live on the financial edge?
It's funny, the people who lived through the Depression, they grew up in all those hard times, but yet they're the ones who tended to save and really take the message that you need a rainy day fund. But the baby boomers grew up in a time when jobs were relatively plentiful, credit was pretty easy. And, you know, of course, the grandchildren of the Depression people, they grew up at a time when lenders thought it was a great idea to get college students to take out credit cards. So we've just sort of step by step, generation by generation, gotten more accustomed to this idea of easy credit. And I called one of the professors, Anna Lusardi at Dartmouth, and I asked her about it. And she said, this has led to a kind of financial illiteracy. We don't read the fine print. We don't really think about compounding interest. And so people have kind of lost track of the financial risks.
So help us out. How do you build up a $2,000 rainy day fund?
It's pretty much the same thing as going on a diet. You just have to be slow and steady and persistent. And, you know, if you have a household where there's two wage earners, if each of those two people just put, let's say they put $20 in a cookie jar every time they listen to Leanne Hansen on Sunday mornings, by the end of 1 year, that couple would have $2,000. So, you know, you can do it, but you've got to find that $20. Now, it sounds like a lot of money, but think about it. If you pack your lunch, you carpool, there's all kinds of ways to trim a bit. And it may be annoying at the time, but it's a lot less annoying than getting on a debt treadmill that leads you into deep debt.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
Oh, you're welcome.